Good morning. Delighted to be here and delighted to see you. Some of us are still enduring this, whatever it is that causes our voices to be weak. I've told the fellas in the back to turn it up this morning, and I'll regulate it from here. But I hope that it will not tax your ears too much. For I have something very important. I have something very important to talk to you about. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? We take this from Psalm 11, and so let's read the Psalm. Psalm 11. If you want to open your Bibles to Psalm 11, we'll refer to other verses later in the sermon. For the choir director, a psalm of David. Stop. Don't go any further. Isn't it amazing that this hymn book of God, the one he caused to be written, that we would sing, they sung. We don't know the tunes. I wonder why. Why didn't God preserve the tunes? Why didn't God invent a recording device back then that we could hear the tunes? He could have done it. But we don't have the tunes. Why do you think? I suggest to you because relatively it's unimportant. It's the message. Do you think there's a message for us today? What do we get wrapped up most in when we worship God in song? Is it the tune or is it the message, the melody or the message? Our melody should always support the message. The message is what is important. And so we have preserved, we have this. A song that David wrote, this message. And we've been studying the Psalms all this month, and Scott and I have tried each Sunday morning to speak on a psalm that would be helpful in the psalm tonight. And I tried to do that this morning. But as we've studied the Psalms, what's going on here? What do we find in the psalm? We find the personality of people, their joys, their sorrows, their fears, their confidence, the things that they need help from the Lord for. And so it is today as we study Psalm 11. But the point I want to make at this juncture of our lesson is these are real people that chose to real needs with real emotions, and they express them in poetry that they sung. We need to be doing the same thing. People who are doing the same thing. And for all of you who love to write poetry, keep on writing it. Pouring your heart out to God and to other people. Blessing them. That is this journey that we're on. And it is a journey that is varied. It doesn't just portray, does it? Sorrow, sinfulness, forgiveness, help, strength, courage, weak, cowardice. Just the full panoply of what it means to live. Now, let's consider then verse 1 of his song that David wrote. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain on the streets of right in heart. I bend the bow, they make ready their arrows to shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, then is what can the righteous Lord? Holy temple, the Lord behold heaven. His eyes behold his eyes, his the right test, the sons one. The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked. One who loves violence, his soul is upon the burning torch of the angered hairs, fire and brimstone, and for the Lord righteous. He loves righteousness. Times it's right, we'll behold his face. At times it seems nations are being destroyed. The foundation of it calls to treat nature are the things that hold it together, that support people one another as God intended for them to treat one another. The foundation which calls us to love the things that we ought to love, things that we ought to love. The foundations are our common values of truth, right conduct, honesty. We hear as if the is being destroyed. Our foundation, the regard and the sanctity and fidelity in a man, are the portion perished and observed and supported. His deep value of responsibility and hard work, or is it diminishing among our culture? What about respect and consideration? Are people kinder? Are they more thoughtful? Respectful? These virtues that we are cherishing? And what about life? Are we holding the fact and holding on to the same heed or take it that God is the giver of life? He who it will answer to God. The purpose here is found. My purpose is not to predict they are culture and maybe they have ever been. In some ways, I think it's not my purpose. I'm not smart enough or knowledgeable as to whether or not this is the worst. My reading of the Testament would suggest it was worse in New Testament times. Appropriate aside, I want us to direct our appropriate response whenever we see and see that our underpinning, our foundation part, is being eroded feet. When we see our families falling apart, when we see our community where hatred rages and divides, where hatred rules and not to live, and we just feel insecure. Can in God's world, I ask, what the right, what could, or better circumstance, can we do under such? Well, let's describe the situation, and let's say Psalm 11, verses 1 through 3. To David, what report in the Lord, I take refuge. It's a statement. If I have to do, this is what I will do in this difficult, if you will, whatever Christ, either friend or one zeitgeist of a common cult. He says, how can you say to my soul, what? He has a bird to eat. Get out of here. Run. Hide. It's too difficult. Secure your tongue. Oh, the wicked, shim the bow, the arrow. It's dangerous to do what shoot in darkness or destroy with heart. If the foundations are just a here, if you're comfortable raising your hand, what to do, a little bit insecure. And not knowing who about current situation in the world. I got the right audience. What do we do? The threshold. Yep. I'm not looking false to walking around 38 shots at all times, ready to. And I'm going somebody take my life. I'm not. What do we do? Situation is like that. We're weak. The ground around us is leveling. It's becoming Well, this is a situation. We've got a voices in our culture saying, get out of here. Flee. Flee. Put your hope and your security in your bank account, what you've saved up for your retirement, and them not, so that you won't have to be fearful of going to the hospital and treating you because say, just to your bylaw. Don't try to reach out to others. Don't others flee. The others will say, I'm just going to flee to my little group. Just to the people we can get to the in here. We'll just build my soldier. Well, a wall around us. And we won't let anybody harm us. Oh, we got many voices saying, flee, run. David said, how can you say that? It's the answer that the world gives. Well, what is the answer? What's the answer? Take the Lord in the Lord. Everybody together, rest in the Lord. How? How we don't do that. Play. I mean to take refuge. Go to a place of insecurity. Go to a security or safety. Go kinds of evils and hardship. Auditory. When we get sick. All you old people like me. Sorry. Doesn't want to clash yourself with me. That's fine. What are we going to do? Just feel like it used to. Refuge in the Lord. Well, what are we going to do when I can't care for me in my health? And doing for those visitors that of life. What am I going to do when I can't do that anymore? I don't know. And we're going to leave it up to the Lord to work that out. We're going to try to be prudent, do what we can now. But we all know that that may not be sufficient. There are steps like this. Take refuge in the Lord. Thank you. This guide, you've got to confront our doubts, get it, and our advice. Where do we get it? Everywhere. You get it on TV. You get it over everywhere you can think of this. You're going to guide advice on how to deal with security and uncertainties and the uncertainty. Let's do that. And fronts his doubt and his misguided advice. Not turmoil. Going to be four more points. This is a short, you'd like it, short sermon. But if you listen a little longer, 4 points. What I want you to do, I want you to think about where you wake up. Whatever it is. To front our doubts and misguided advice. First of all, the Lord rules. The four Lord and his rules are the rules. The Lord says the holy temple, its throne is in heaven. I'm going to express a little quibble. It's not coming to my mind. I always thought that hymn that Max so well led us, the Lord is in his hope. That's what they had in mind. But it is, what do? We sing that real quiet and silent. I see him right ahead. It's appropriate for us when we get to the presence of God, as he told Job, but stop, put your stop talking and listen. That's appropriate. I want you to also look what is of that the throne, his throne. He is in